scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So we live in a world where we're always connected.
Yes.
To technology and the internet.
I'm connected to two pieces of technology. Three. There's
exactly.
Three pieces of technology that I could touch right now.
And one of the main reasons is because of these stupid smartphones.
Yes.
Or they're smartphones.
Smartphones.
People are apparently gravitating towards the dumb phones.
I've heard of these.
Yeah. The dumb phone, or the phone you used to have before
Right. Smartphones. Yep, the flip phone, right? Or the, yeah.
Yeah, the sale is on the rise, apparently. Flip phones, there's not modern technology, and they're being purchased by people who want to basically get rid of their smartphone addiction. And there was a survey by Ofcom that revealed the average person checks their phone every 12 minutes. So 78% of people say that they can't live without their smartphones. So these people...
Yeah.
Are switching over to the dumb phone.
I know a couple people who have a dumb phone. Now, I have to take a little issue with the fact that it has no modern-day technology in it. I mean, it's got to have enough to power a phone.
It's still modern. Usually, I'm trying to remember. My, Nokia candy bar phone that I used to have that was indestructible, and the battery would last for, 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I could pull that out of a box right now and it'll work. That phone, I think, had calendar on it.
Yep.
It had the snake game.
The snake game.
You don't remember the snake game?
I do not, but I don't know. I don't want to get addicted to that.
People that know the Nokia, that was the first addictive phone game was the snake game. It was a simple game. I'll explain it to you later. But I would consider switching over to a dumb phone.
So you could call text.
Call text.
I remember having one with email on it, but it was really hard to load.
It was hard to load.
You
had to work hard to get to an email.
You wouldn't just hang out on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I could see the benefits. I've been trying to keep my phone away from my head at night, and that's at least helping me not look at it as I'm going to bed. But baby steps. Baby steps, Johnny. Well, speaking of technology, I guess solving a problem, ? a man named Daniel Winter created a motorized couch because all we need is to not even have to get up off the couch, guys. The three-wheeler has been driven on city streets. That's convenient. It sits on a scooter assembly. This man is also responsible for the creation of a motorized trash can. For those days you don't want to get up and walk to the trash can, it could come to you maybe.
Well, days you forget to take the trash out.
Yeah,
it's
that's
raining
true.
And the trash guy's almost there. You just hit a button.
And a gas-powered skateboard because... Isn't the whole point of skateboarding not actually moving your body at all and just having the skateboard push you around?
I could never get the kick thing down.
Kick, yeah.
So that's why I never
skateboarded. I used to be able to do a little 3-point turn.
Oh, yeah. I could even go.
Pretty great. Yeah, I couldn't even go.
But I could get on board with this motorized couch. I'd be okay with that.
We'll see, I guess.
I might have to work on that in my garage this weekend. But that's trending topics for today. More great stories for you tomorrow.